Yeah. It's your boy Cat Benson. You already know what it is. Live and direct with the hottest show on the net, 856 Entertainment, straight out of Camden, Blog Talk Radio. Hey, yo, Knock, promo. Let's get it.
Nigga implement intricate rhythms with assortment of written shit that make you wanna kiss and spin. There is no equivalent. Try to run with us, but you went into a ligament. This is what happens when them cameras stop flashing. Underground, come up, image, just stop rapping. Nigga tried to play me, said I wasn't worth dapping. So it's back to my attic and I practice my craft, kid. Now they get sapped with this lyrical back. And if they dare say anything other than to just snap it, this is why I'm laughing. Pick this verse up right out of my trash can. There was only half and wrote the rest while I was in the bath. Man, relax as I track when the thoughts have adapted to today's rapping. Had my lungs collapsing, cause that'll never happen. If it ain't auto tune, then it's gotta be trapping. I signed up to make music, not for acting. No, there never will be, and no, there never fucking has been. Lyrical terrorists in this form of fashion, iller than Bin Laden's faction. Had my verse was written down in Latin. I'm spitting out bars till my jaws start cramping and all your bars start dancing. Kicking up.
War, I slaughter all the highest pinnacles. My feeble-minded individuals line up single file for the ritual. Look and think at how the residual forces were distorted to minuscule intervals. I'm Indian in game like a Seminole. Rap habitual ninja equipped with irresistible visuals, which makes you want to nibble on my minerals. Boo, you kidding, dude? My fool for thought to cripple you. Since back in middle school, I've been a lyrical liberal, coming to belittle you right after we were introduced. And your bitch a floozy. When she seen the tennis shoes, she started getting loose. Bitching and I refuse. My chick producing that high tide. Dry pussy, get the loot. No time for an interlude. I'm too busy prepping for interviews. Thinking critical with an opinion for a sinner too. That'll interest you like I'm a sinner too. Tell me what you trying to get in to do. That bike life, I might flatten your inner tubes. On your way to the institute of technology, I gotta be what everybody sees. It's a prophecy, dropping knowledge on my odyssey. Like this isn't accomplished commonly. I'm an honoree, astonishing the coliseum. With rhyme and reason, blowing trees according to the season. Easing like she's tight and keep squeezing the pipe. I'm only plucking if she's right, but fucking with the rank. Alright?
My boy Fourth Rich kicking them. Every time Fourth Rich sends us a song, man, it's always different. And I fucks with it, though. So different, you know what I mean? Welcome to 856 Entertainment. Straight out of Camden Radio Show 5.0. We are already in the March, I mean the month of May. Cinco de Mayo is on Tuesday, I believe. So all the Mexicans out there, definitely, you know what I mean, wave your hat. For everybody that's calling me a Mexican, yes, I'm going to wave my hat as well. But I'm not Mexican, so I'm just going to celebrate because I look like one. Feel me? My name is DJ Promatic. Tough weekend, man. My birthday just passed. It was on Tuesday. Just turned 21. So Friday, Saturday, I figured that I wanted to, you know, turn up and shit. I had the Patron and I had a couple of eyes and something, whatever. So I went to Onyx on Friday night, right? And first time I went to the strip club, you know, I mean, I'm not really an outgoing person, but since I'm 21 now, I got no limitations of where I can and cannot go now, you know. So Friday I went to Onyx for the first time, and that shit was dry as hell. I threw up. Honestly, I got him for free because of my birthday. On some real shit, right? And I just threw up a couple dollars. Honestly, I just threw up $10 that whole night. I was only there for, what, like 45 minutes? It was me and Knox. We was only there for 45 minutes, and I threw $10 and shit. Hey, yo, I honestly didn't know that they open their panties and show you their pussy and shit, man. I was actually stuffing the dollar inside her pussy or whatever. I didn't know they do all that. I thought they had some type of, like, rules of not showing people or something, nothing like that. But I'm pretty sure if I gave her the right amount of money, that bitch would have came home with me that night. But anyway, then I went to Fat Tuesday that same night. Fat Tuesdays was very interesting. Their DJ played different songs. It's really not no black club. It's really like, to me, Fat Tuesday seemed like a white bar. I mean, I had a good time. I met a couple people there. We had a good time. We was drinking this 150 ISO type of drink. I forgot what it was called. It's something with eyes. It's like their strongest drink there. And it was pretty good. Then at the end of the night, I went to the Sugar House. Had a great time at the Sugar House. Won some money at the Sugar House. And, you know, my Friday night was pretty good. It's pretty awesome. Saturday, I basically was chilling, you know. And, you know, I wanted to go see the fight. I went to the Sugar House again, won and lost some money. And I went to see the fight. And I was very disappointed at the fight, you know. I'm glad I didn't pay that $100 for that pay-per-view. I'm pretty sure all y'all out there that's watching that Mayweather fight. It's the first time I ever watched Mayweather live. I mean, like, you know, at a pay-per-view and actually see the whole fight. I'm not really into boxing. I really don't know how to score or how to analyze boxing like a lot of people do. But honestly, in my opinion, man, Mayweather won that fight. It was no rig. It wasn't Vegas that rigged anything. Maybe they told Pacquiao to fight, but it seemed like Mayweather had that fight since kind of like the beginning. You know, Pacquiao did win a couple of rounds. I'm definitely going to give him that, man. You know, Pacquiao, I fucks with him. But it seemed like Mayweather did win that fight. Some of y'all, I know y'all out there is pissed off because I'm pissed off, too. I was rooting for Pacquiao. But come on, y'all got to really just give up to Mayweather, man. That's that dude, yo. He won that fight, bro. He won it. It was the weakest fight I ever seen, and I'm so glad not pay $100 or I didn't go out there to see it. That fight should have been way more interesting. Niggas has waited, what, 7-8 years for this shit, and then you going to tell me that that fight was just like that? I don't know, man. I hope they get a rematch. If they do, of course I'm going to see it. I'm going to actually go to a fight party like I did this time and shit. I'm not paying $100 to see that fight again. I'm sorry. That fight was promoted well, marketed well. It was very expensive, and you want to tell me motherfuckers ain't really fighting, man. It was a bullshit fight. They barely was hitting each other. I was just like, man, listen, I was getting drunk on my Patron, and I was chilling. So I was very disappointed, but overall, I had a great weekend. You can call in 347-99-8082. Tell me about your weekend, man. I like to hear. I don't got big ears for nothing, man. You know what I mean? You already know it's 856 Entertainment straight out of Camden. Gotta follow us on Twitter and Instagram, 856_ENT, man. You know what I mean? So today we're going to talk about some different shit. Knock is going to be here in a little bit. You know what I mean? He coming back home from Wildwood. My nigga having a wild weekend and shit. But one of the topics we want to talk about within a little bit later is the power of the vagina. Man. You know, pussy is very powerful. It can make guys and can make females do some crazy things. And some people don't understand how powerful pussy is. You can call in at 347-989-8082. Tell me your story about how powerful pussy is, man. I'm definitely going to tell y'all minds and shit. I'm telling you, I'll be broke as hell because of some pussy. Pussy is no joke. A little bit we're going to talk about is the 856 ENT sponsorship. I know a lot of artists is applying. I'm definitely going to get to it. And I'm going to review your applications, and then me and Knock is going to interview you. And then we like you, you down with the squad. Man, I want to get everybody involved, though, man. I don't want to leave nobody out. But it's hard to maintain, like, 30, 40 artists and sponsorships because we're basically promoting and marketing you guys. So that's why we want to get the guys that's really taking, you know, that's really taking this shit type serious. Shout out to Paris, a.k.a. Bambini. Wait. Bambini, yeah, that's her new name, man. She's our first person that we actually signed. We signed her on Thursday. Y'all can go on the website to check it out. We signed her on Thursday, April 30th, 2015, so she's one of our sponsors now. I'm kind of excited. We're trying to book her for a show. That's our first move. But usually the first move is always going to be an interview. We always going to interview the artist first. Who we ever sign you, if you're here now, we ever sign you, the first thing we're going to do is a video interview and we post it on YouTube. I want the fans and I want everybody out there to get to know you as a person. So we're going to interview you. You know what I mean? It's the 856 Entertainment sponsorship. Get more into that depth in a little bit later. And, man, my question today was, who do you believe actually won that fight? Mayweather versus Pacquiao. I'm just trying to tell you guys. Call in 347-989-8082. Again, 347-989-8082. You got to tell me your opinion. I'm not going to be sitting here all day telling y'all my opinion, why this, why that. Call in. It's not that bad. Trust me, I know you guys nervous to call in, whatever, or y'all don't want to show me love. But just call in, 347-989-8082. You already know, C56 Entertainment. We're going ahead to the next song, boy. Man, my nigga named Mike Chase. It's called The Chase with a money sign for the S. You already know, C56 Entertainment, man. Let's get it.
It's light work. It's light work right here. You know what light work is, right?
It ain't really too much to it, kid. You two are too intuitive. Flyer than a bitch, my bitch. Flyer than a stewardess. On a regular basis, I'm alienated. Like a popular loner, I'm an obvious stoner. If you ask with the haps on the track, I'ma tell you that I alienated. Flow cold as pneumonia. Go hard as a boner. Go hard or go homer. If you pitch it to me, I might knock it out like a homer, obviously. On my whole odyssey. More Moet, poet for the poet like Homer. But I ain't the same son. Niggas mad cause I spit like a lisp, huh? Bang shorty on the floor like a kick drum. By the dock of the bay till the bricks come. Because I gotta get the loot, my dude, and lure what is lucrative. Flyer than a bitch, my bitch, flyer than a stewardess. I swear to God, I catch wreck if a nigga don't recognize. I reckon I reconcile 25, 8, 3, 66 days. My hood high, better bare arms like tank tops, lead flying. Niggas try to find somewhere to hide in, like a motherfucker hideout. And I'm striped down every time, so your hot nigga walk in or a live nigga ride out. That east side, that north side, that park side, that downtown. Where they stay down from the motherfucking hill to the veil to the block is locked down. A white girl with the white bitch, got a white girl on like a light switch. Niggas ain't even know I spit. Know what, nigga? Good idea. What it do, nigga? I'm the chase. Who the fuck are you? Classic side, imagine or magnum. Like those I come into. And my girl's coming too. Nigga, fuck you, the world coming to. Nothing new, a scroll, the only thing. A nut ain't nothing to. Hold up, wait, let's cut to the chase. Is we fucking soon? That pussy tag along. Like when I come, she say she coming too. And my girl's coming too. Nigga, fuck you, the world coming to. Nothing new, a scroll, the only thing. And you know when niggas stay weeded, cause I really need it. And when I say I really need a bar, I really need it. And I don't even need a reason, but to me, no treason is treason. Everything I do, man, I gotta smoke first. It started as a habit, but it's only getting worse. When I die, nigga, better put the chronic in my hearse. Fuck around, take a whole four bars, more break in the verse. Like, oh no, let me hit that. Somebody load the bomb. Right back like I don't front. Keep going like I don't bust. Like I got a chauffeur like a mink and it's cold so you concur. Conquer everything I think about. Like life is a dream about anything that I want to dream about. TBH, TSA, TLC, creep me out. Cut me out of anything you take if I didn't smile. More metaphors or literature taking me literal. How? What it do, nigga? I'm the chase. Who the fuck are you? Classic Psy, Imagine, or Magnum. Like those I come into. And my girl's coming too. Nigga, fuck you, the world coming to. Nothing new, a squirrel, the only thing that's nothing. Ain't nothing to. Hold up, wait, let's cut to the chase. Is we fucking soon? That pussy tag along. Like when I come, she say she coming too. And my girl's coming too. Nigga, fuck you, the world coming to. Nothing new, a squirrel, the only thing that ain't nothing to. Nothing to. You high?
I'm high.
You high? Put the pipe down, stripe down to my toes. White tree knows. Everybody ain't a G, they be posing like it's both. Hold my enemies close, everybody ain't your bro. I will put the pipe down, strike down to my toes. White dream and nigga steaming cocaine in her nose. Everybody ain't a G, they be posing like it's both. Hold my enemies close, everybody ain't your bro. Everybody ain't your bro.
It's Mike Chase, called The Chase. If anybody's interested in getting the show played on a radio station or the radio show, just please send your music to a56entertainment@gmail.com. Again, if you're interested in getting your music played, music played. And if you do have music videos, we do have a website, and we're trying to, you know, update that website as much as possible. And I want to get your, you know, guys' music videos out there. So if you got any music or music videos, man, just send that shit in to a56entertainment@gmail.com. Again, that's a56entertainment@gmail.com. Besides the boxing this weekend, basketball has been very, very interesting, man. Today was the start of the second round. Just to let you guys know, last night the Clippers and the Spurs played their game 7. Seems like Chris Paul was not playing the fucking round because he made the layup for the game-winning shot, basically. And then the Spurs had a couple seconds left, and they kind of missed it. So it was kind of sad to see. But today was the second round. Washington beat Atlanta 104-98. Shout out to them. I think you already know. I think Washington got this by hand. Even though Atlanta is a good team, it's a great team, but when it comes to Washington, come to Beal, John Wall, you got Trevor Ariza, you got a power squad, man. It's going to be hard to stop them. So Washington, definitely get it, you know what I mean? Next game they had was Memphis versus Golden State. We should have kind of already know Golden State had that in the ball. I don't know if Conley came back. I doubt it. His eye is kind of puffy or whatever like that and shit. But Stephen Curry and the Warriors is just probably one dynamic team of this year. I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all that's listening right now can definitely agree to that. It doesn't make sense what Curry is doing to that whole, you know, organization. He's crossing up motherfuckers, making guys look stupid. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there be like, yeah, this Curry, that Curry, this. But last year I didn't hear nothing about Curry. I seen Curry come out Davidson to the draft line. To when he got drafted to the Warriors, I was a big fan of him when he was the Warrior. You know what I mean? Beginning what 2009, 2010. You know what I mean? That's when he first became a Warrior, and nobody really talked about him. Now everybody wanted to dig right off him because he's dropping points. Man, Curry been Curry since Curry came in the league. But you know, over time, over the years, you get better and better. So right now, Curry's in his prime, man. He crossing up motherfuckers like it ain't nothing. And I think he deserves a ring, you know. And I think he deserves the MVP, you know. Seriously. I think it's him and Harden. James Harden's a dynamic player as well. It's no joking with James Harden. But when it comes to a team, you know, I look at all the aspects of shooting, assists, leading a team, and being a leader as well, and how ambitious you is. I think every basketball player out there is ambitious. But Curry, that man is on a different level. He's an alien, man. He's just dominating the league right now. He's just so powerful, man. It's just... No, I don't want to be thinking I'm Dick Ryan or anything, but Curry's one of my favorite point guards and been for a long time. Him and Thompson. Thompson is the truth, too. And Steve Kerr is a great, excellent coach out there that's really getting the Warriors there and shit. But they beat the Memphis Grizzlies tonight, 101-86, and I'd have figured that, you know, that was going to happen. I don't think Memphis have anybody that can honestly make any type of moves down there. You know, the Warriors got Bogut, and, you know, the Memphis got Zach Randolph. Zach Randolph going to do numbers, man. He's going to do what he's going to do. But I think overall, the Warriors is probably going to be 4-0 that series. There's really no competition there. So if y'all, you know, if y'all are basketball fans, y'all can call in 347-989-8082. Tell me y'all opinion about the situation. Who y'all really think is going to win out of the Grizzlies and Memphis and shit? I mean... Memphis Grizzlies and the Golden State Warriors. Sorry, long night. But one of the topics I wanted to get into today was power of the pussy, man. And I don't want to get too explicit or, you know, unrated or anything. I just wanted to talk about this subject. You see a lot of guys out there just doing everything and anything for, you know, vagina. And it's crazy because a lot of girls don't know what type of power, you guys have. Y'all females out there got a strong power. And y'all, I don't think y'all know. Like, I don't think y'all understand how powerful vagina is. Vagina is so powerful. It got guys going crazy off you. You know what I mean? Why do you think Kim Kardashian is at where she is now? Sex sells, right? So I'm telling you, pussy sells. Pussy is powerful. Pussy can make millions of dollars. Strip clubs make more money than teachers nowadays. That's how powerful vagina is, man. I swear if I was a female, I'd be a rich thot. I guarantee it, motherfucker. I'd be the thottest bitch in the world, but I have more money than all the moles out there. At least I wouldn't be a broke thot. I'd be a rich thot. But I don't know if you got any stories, if you want to tell me that, like, why you think pussy is so powerful. You call in 347-989-8082. Pussy make you do some crazy things, man. I remember one day I had to go to work the next day, and this chick living Trenton and shit. So I was like, man, listen, I know I'm gonna get some. It's guaranteed. So I'm gonna go out Trenton. Don't damn well, I gotta go to work at 7 a.m. in the morning. I took that trip to Trenton and shit. You know, it was a 45-50 minute ride, depending on how fast you're going. The way that bitch was talking, I was going at 80 on a 35 right now. You know what I mean? On the highway and everything, streets. I was passing red lights and shit. I was trying to get to her house ASAP. She was talking filthy. But, yeah, man, so I had a good time. But knowing damn well, I had to go to work. I came back. I was tired as hell, man. I was at work, going to sleep, drowsy, couldn't get no work done. And I'm just like, yo, it's crazy how powerful sex is, man, especially for guys. We'll do anything for it. Like, I'm trying to tell you, so let's say if somebody was just, you know, like in my situation, had to go to work and some vagina came along. You're like, fuck that. I'm about to go get some real quick. No, this bitch living from here to down to Virginia. You still going to make that five-hour drive just to hit and go home? I mean, it's ridiculous, man. Guys do craziest things, man. Seriously. I was at Fat Tuesdays or whatever on Friday night, and this young boy or whatever was following this girl to the bathroom and shit, and the security staff was, like, following him and shit. I'm like, yo, it's crazy how powerful vagina is, man. Y'all about to do it in the bathroom? Y'all about to get in trouble. Like, y'all can avoid that by just going in the car or whatever. Dude, go home. But y'all doing it in the bathroom where y'all can get in trouble, get locked up, or whatever the organization wanted to do. It's just crazy. Like, that's the type of shit I'm talking about. That's the type of shit where I'm saying it's so powerful and it's no joke. Like, I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all got to call in and let me know. Tell me a funny story, 347-989-8082. It's your boy DJ Promatic, man. I'm just saying, like, it just don't make no sense how powerful pussy is, man. And a lot of females out there, shade on y'all, but y'all don't know what y'all got. That thing down there, that shit is serious. You know, that shit is like the hammer of Thor or something, man. Like, that shit right there is serious, yo. Y'all got the most big, y'all got the best power. Y'all shit is more important than money. That's how crazy it is. So think of it like this. Guys get money to flash off. What they flashing for? For some pussy. You know what I mean? So, I mean, whatever you think of it, pussy is more powerful than money. You know, y'all can make a guy do some crazy shit. Now, money can make people overall do some crazy shit, but pussy can make guys do crazy shit as well. Kill niggas, go to jail for them, steal money just to pay for you, whatever. You know what I mean? It's just crazy. Yo, y'all ladies got to know what y'all worth and how much power y'all got, because that shit y'all got down there is no joke. That shit can hypnotize a motherfucker. It be hypnotizing me all the goddamn time, man. I'm telling you. So, just make sure y'all know what type of power y'all got down there, because it's really no joke, man. Seriously. But I'm about to go on to the next song, man. My boy DJ O'Reilly, shout out to him, actually. He applied for the sponsorship as well, and we got an interview with him this week. We playing DJ O'Reilly out, so we're going to see what's up with him. And see, we may be having DJ O'Reilly under our sponsorship, man. But you already know, A56 Entertainment, man. Make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @IM_DJPoma, man. Let's get it. Thank you.
her pussy is weak. Fuck this nigga hoe, now they beefing. She blowin' on my phone, now she tweaking. That coke, I got that coke and powder. I saw that shit, cause my work is louder. You know I got that sour dower. You know I flip my pack in a second or in an hour. You know I got that money, power, respect, and the power. You steady talking shit, pussy nigga, you a coward. Packs in the morning, through the evening. Looking at my haters and I'm cheesing like, bro, got a reason. I ain't speaking, but next and then I'm flexing till the weekend. This my reason.
Big shout out to my boy DJ O'Reilly. It's called This Is My Reason. I fucks with DJ O'Reilly, man. I've been seeing he be making a lot of power moves even since before I was doing his radio station. I seen him making a little bit of power moves and shit. Just want to let you guys know, definitely, if you're not doing nothing on the 12th, I want you guys to come to the club, Trinity Live. It's going to be a special event there, man. Definitely. Let's just see, man. I mean, I want you to come, man. So if you can come, because me and Knock is hosting Street Locks Entertainment Presents Hip Hop is Alive Showcase. It's basically an album release party for my man's Young Montana. We've been playing his songs for the past week now. And I fucks with it, man. He got some bomb-ass songs. Me and Knock will be hosting the whole event. So if you just want to come out there, have a good time, you know, Trinity Live do sell drinks. I'm pretty sure they do. So if if you want to get a couple drinks and, you know, watch the show. I know y'all want to party, shake y'all ass, but there's nothing wrong with just going to a showcase, listening to a couple rappers, hearing me and Knock talk in front, and you know you're going to see my cute ass on stage. So, you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with that at all. But it's on Friday, June 12th, 2015, 8 p.m. to 2 a.m., it's not that long. You know, it's a nice little party. Trinity Live, if you don't know the address, that's 79 New Avenue, Camden, New Jersey, 08103. There's going to be some performances by Young Montana and Jay Snipe. It's going to be music by DJ One Shot Deal. You know what I mean? You got to be 18 and over. And ID is a must. So you got to be 15 at the door all night. And if any artist is, you know, want to be played or want to perform there, tickets is going to be, slots is going to be $85 for 10 minutes. So if you're interested, man, just submit your music to streets.lock.management@gmail.com. If you got 80, my man's told me he got a few slots left. So if you're definitely interested, it's $85 for 10 minutes. It's not that bad, man. I mean, I know it's hard out here. Shit, it's hard to get $85 now. I won that at a casino last night and lost it in 2 seconds. But like I said, slots is $85 for 10 minutes. So if y'all interested, just hit my mans up and, you know, send your music to thestreets.lock.management@gmail.com. Or you can just contact me at 856entertainment@gmail.com. Man, you know, I can contact him for you and we can all talk about that if you're interested. First prize wins is $500. The second prize gets a video courtesy of Street Lock Management. If you do want to contact the person itself, hit up my man Juan Rivera, 609-417-9889, or you can hit up his Ariel or Natalie. Ariel is 347-549-2793, and Natalie is 856-873-3406. Yeah, so, I mean, we're going to have a good time that night, a couple of drinks, you know what I mean, going to feel a little tipsy or whatever. I'm telling you, we're going to have a good time. So, we going to have a good time out there. I want everybody to have a good time here. There are artists here, performing, whatever. If you do know any artists that one of you think that's interested in performing, that's able to pay the $85, just tell them to contact me at @IM_DJPromo on Twitter or Instagram. I sure can help them get a slot in, you know. And definitely you're going to see me and Knock host that whole event. And y'all probably going to get annoyed by because I got a bitch voice or whatever. But, hey. We're going to have a good time. I want y'all to, you know, come in. Tickets is only $15. I mean, honestly, I'm going to try to see if I can get some tickets so I can give them out for free on the radio station and the radio show, actually. So we can definitely have a good time. I want everybody to be there. Show some love to the artists that's performing. Show some love to me and Knock, man. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. This is our first party that we're going to be hosting. I'm very, very excited for it, man. This is a big next step to our party promotions or whatever and shit like that. So definitely tune into that, man. But the next track I got is, man, my boy Urban Zay. It's called Golden Girl. Now, I fucks with this Golden Girl song. It's very different. You know, I fucks with it. I want you guys to fucks with it, too. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Follow our Facebook page, 856 Entertainment. We have new updates and everything like that. So you already know. Get it.
This your girl, Tania, and you're listening to the hottest online station in the tri-state, Straight Outta Camden Radio, presented by 856 Entertainment.
Yeah. Urban Zay. Golden Girl. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. Yeah. I remember chilling with this girl I went to school with. Used to tell my friends we fuck, but that was just a myth. Used to chill in the halls when we got out of class. It was only me and you, we used to have a blast. Well, I swear, damn, you were my homie, though. I had a couple friends, but they ain't really know me, yo. To be honest with you, I like you on the low. I had some feelings for you that I was afraid to show. I used to watch you all the time when you would walk by. Your ass is better, tell you almost made a nigga die. It's kinda crazy, though, I bet I wanted you. But nowadays, I just wanna get under you. But I mean, man, ain't that how us niggas is? Fuck a bitch and put our fingers where the trigger is. Well, I guess that's how us black dudes are. But at least that's probably how the world thinks of y'all. My golden girl. You always been my golden girl. So if you need me, let me know, cause you my golden girl. You always been my golden girl. And even though we not together, you my golden girl. You always been my golden girl. So if you need me, let me know, cause you my golden girl. You always been my golden girl. And even though we not together, you my golden girl. Well, anyway, back to the story. Remember that day you tried super hard to ignore me? You got halfway through the day before you gave in. Gave me the biggest hug, you made my chest cave in. I kinda think that was the best day. You by my side all the time would be the best way. I didn't tell you how I felt and look at me now. I can't stand to see the fact that now you're not around. You're out there with another guy in the world. Lost my chance with you, so I got another girl. We're both living different lives and I wish you weren't. I feel like I was there for you and your heart I earned. How could another man take you from me like that? I used to write you letters, you were always right back. I'll give you money and a jewelry and the pearls. I just want you in my life, that's my golden girl. You always been my golden girl. So if you need me, let me know, cause you my golden girl. You always been my golden girl. And even though we not together, you my golden girl. You always been my golden girl. So if you need me, let me know, cause you my golden girl. You always been my golden girl. And even though we not together, you my golden girl.
Shout out to my man's Urban Zay. It's called Golden Girl. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. I fucks with Urban Zay. I fucks with that song, too. It's very catchy. I need me a golden girl. So if any ladies out there is a golden girl, you need to holler at me so I can be your golden boy. You know what I mean? It's 856 Entertainment. So if anybody went to go see the Avengers this weekend, went to go see that shit Thursday night, came out at Lowe's, went to go see it like around 10:30. Very good movie. It's very exciting. I loved it. It was a bomb-ass movie, man. I really fucks with it, yo. So if y'all didn't catch it to see it, y'all should have been seeing that shit. It's, man, y'all crazy. That's the Avengers. You should have been went to go see that movie. So if y'all ain't go see Avengers 2, Age of Ultron, y'all need to go see that. You need to catch that shit ASAP. You already know, man. I mean, it's a long-ass movie. I'm pretty sure if you're tired, you may fall asleep, but it's all action in there. In the beginning, it's action. Middle, it's action. The end, it's action. So, I mean, you definitely got to get on that, get on your shit with that, man. So, if y'all ain't see it, you need to get see it. You need to go see it right now. It's only $11, $12, however much the movies cost. But you need to go see that shit ASAP. So, next topic I want to get into is the sponsorship for the 856 Entertainment. I know a lot of you artists just came up to me and asked me what's all that, what's it really about. Basically, the sponsorship is basically to help market and promote you as an artist. You know, I know some of you out there got managers, but all your managers can't really do everything. The manager can do but so much. That's why the manager usually hire publicists and public relate PR people and you know what I mean? They hire other people for that. See, us, A56 Entertainment, we here to market and promote you guys. So let's see, for instance, if you was one of our sponsors, we'll, you know, do give you interviews. We will try to book you shows. We'll try to help you out as much as possible. But then again, you guys got to help us out as well. Because, you know, the more we try to promote you guys, the more you got to help promote us. Because, I mean, I'm not trying to say I want it because if y'all help us, it's like, you know, scratch my back, scratch yours. But at the same time, if you want us to be real hot, you know, the A56 Entertainment got to be promoted as well. So, you know, you guys want to be sponsored and you want to go somewhere, I mean, you got to, you know, promote your sponsor. That's why Nike and Adidas always get people to wear them clothes and shit, because if I'm sponsoring you, basically you're sponsoring me too. So it's an honor. It's always going to be an honor for whoever artist is very interested in getting sponsored by us. It's a big deal, man. I think it's very exciting, man. I mean, we signed the first contract for our first artist, and she's ready, man. We're ready to go. So this summer, we're going to be making power moves, strong moves, amazing moves. Moves that I never really did before. You know, I'm 21 now, so I'm be going to showcases, handing out business cards, getting in contact with people so we can book shows, so we can book events, so we can book music videos, we can book everything. You know what I mean? Best exposure is all exposure. And we got the number one thing right here, the best exposure in the world, as everybody know, is radio. You know what I mean? So definitely, man. But I need dedicated artists. I can't have an artist that's half-assed that just do what, just don't even be in the studio as much as often. You know, I need somebody that's always in the studio that's trying to work hard, that can get us somewhere just like we can get them somewhere, basically. That's what it basically is about, man. I mean, this sponsorship is real serious. Yeah, I appreciate everybody that applied. I'm definitely going to get into your emails this week, I promise. I apologize for the delay. It was just my birthday weekend. I was turning the fuck up. Like, I just couldn't help it. But, yeah, I'm going to get to it, man. So, so a lot of artists, is what to expect is basically just helping you guys promote, helping you guys market. We don't charge you guys no fee. We don't really hand out money. I mean, that's not a mandatory thing. We don't do it. We actually got contract stating the responsibilities and all that of what the sponsorship is all about. So if you guys don't really know, and if we do choose you, we can go over the contract with you. If you have any questions, any changes you want to make, maybe we can talk about it. If not, then, I mean, maybe it's not for you. I mean, it's not going to be for everybody. A lot of people don't even know, like, to sign contracts anyway. But like I said, it's not for everybody. So, I mean, if you want to get sponsored, just hit me up. Really, the deadline was Friday, but I'll extend it to this Wednesday, A56Entertainment@gmail.com. You can email me or just hit my Facebook up saying, yeah, hey, I'm interested in being sponsored. I'll, you know, lead you to the process from there. But it's not really a hard process. I, you know, ask you a few questions. And if you, you know, give us an answer that we like, then we're going to interview you. You know, we got 4 more slots. I may do a little bit more artists, though, because I got a couple on my side that I really want to sponsor, but it's probably not going to be on the 5. They're young, so they can't really go out too much nowhere and shit. So I'm definitely going to do that, man. Then next thing we try and get into is sponsor models. If you know, what's that about? Basically, right now, as we speak, basically helping the sponsoring these models is basically getting these, you know, my mans call them hood rats, off the streets and get them into something. Build a bitch. That's what I call it. But it's not like that, though. It's just basically, I mean, if you don't know nothing about modeling, we can teach you. You know, we can teach you all the poses, learn how to be at the model. You know, it's hard to be a model. It's not easy. And then we'll branch you off to different music videos. You'll make money off of them and shit like that. Basically, sponsoring these models is basically like us being your manager, your agency, bringing you out there. But first, we want you to get the experience before you can get out there at all. Because, you know, music videos is looking for models every day. My man Shaquan Mack, the real Mack, hit me up with that. And I really believe that shit, man. Music, everybody in the music video want a bad model and shit. And anybody, any female could be a model. As long as your body right, you got good posture, and you know what you're doing, you got confidence, you could be a model. So if you
man, we gonna do models too and shit. We not gonna have no fee or nothing, but these models, y'all gonna be able to make money off of it. So it's gonna be definitely, contract is definitely gonna be serious or whatever like that.
So if anybody is definitely interested in anything, just let me know. I'll talk more about it. Next track I got is my boy Young Montana, the guy that's going to be performing on June 12th. It's called Bad. This song is for the ladies. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Let's get it.
Know you bad. Yeah.
Woo.
My test. Yeah. Let's get it. Yeah.
She got a swag.
Yeah.
It's not ordinary. She make movie on these bitches, and it's kinda scary. She be in and out of Gucci, Louis Vuitton, splurging. She got the latest drive, tight that bitch be swerving. She stay on the grind, ain't got time for no nigga. You ask her for her name, she say get into that paper. Cause it's about that grin, now ain't got Amy Twin. She play for keeps, so the only option is to win. She a dope girl, she stay in the hood. And she love them dope boys with the choppers riding through the hood. That's a down bitch, a come around bitch. She part of the circle, she ain't on that clown shit. She like, what the fuck is up? She like pouring up. She on that juicy shit, a sip and a double cup. Woo! And she finer than a motherfucker. And that say nigga's dream, just a fucker. She a bad bitch, she got it going on. Like Drake, after I beat it up, ski, ski, that's what these hoes call me. From Proxy to FLA, these bitches know me. Y'all buying shit, not me, these bitches for me. I got expressing a feeling like Miguel, how she adore me. I go so, so deep like the ocean. I'm swimming in her like a shark, and she like the motion. Now picture that, that's the movie. Man, I get too groovy. Yeah, young boys, I take your bitch and turn her to a groovy. Now me and my bitch and your bitch is having a groove therapy, little nigga.
To the hottest online station in the tri-state, Straight Outta Camden Radio, presented by 856 Entertainment.
Hey, I said it. Hey, hey, Montana.
What's up for my real niggas who be chasing cream? Call my tenor about the same thing. What's up for them bad bitches who be chasing cream? Call my bitches about the same thing. You say you be banging in your city, huh? Well, in my city, we do the same thing. You say you got killers in your city, huh? Well, in my city, we got the same thing. Y'all be showing off.
I said it. Well, in my city, boy, we gang bang. Fry City, that my city, and I run it. And all my young niggas go and sing. Turn up. I be smoking strong with my nigga Skip. That Henny had me fucked up for 3 days. I'm in the fast lane and I'm going slow. 5% temp, so you don't never know. Who the fuck be saying no to 24? The feathers on my dick, they say I'm stunning hard. And I ain't trying, man, I swear to God. These niggas bitches love a nigga, they won't tell me part. Come and get your girl before I fuck them out. I'm a hitman, I'm taking niggas bitches out. No, not on a date, I take her back to the crib. Like I meant to say, I take her to my partner's crib. That's a train, little nigga, don't you hear that shit? That's a train, nigga, don't you hear that shit? These bitches savage and they're fucking free. And no, I ain't forget to talk about my heat. You say you be banging in your city, well, in my city, we do the same thing. You say you got killers in your city, well, in my city, we got the same thing. Y'all be showing off in your city, well, in my city, boy, we gang bang. Cry City, that my city, and I run it. And all my young niggas go insane. All my young niggas bought that fucking paper. We just tryin' to reach the top like an escalator. I got a lot of guns, but that shit for haters. Cuss the anchor, they tryin' to pull a nigga down. When they see you coming up, they won't make you drown. Before you catch the slip, I'm laying up a 100 round. If it ain't my day, we both gon' hit the ground. Cause I ain't dying by myself, you better call some help. Cause you gon' need a fucking army just to take me out. I'm talking military shit, cause that's what I'm about. I'm a foreign rapper, raised up in these fucking streets. So I know how to hunt and mix my enemy deceits. You ain't about this life, nigga, so you better chill. Before I had your body in the morgue, now you chill. Nigga, you dare, you try to kill me, nigga. Cause I don't need a hitman, I pull my own fucking trigger. You say you be banging in your city, well, in my city, we do the same thing. You say you got killers in your city, well, in my city, we got the same thing. Y'all be showing off in your city, well, in my city, boy, we gang bang. Cry City, that my city, and I run it. And all my young niggas go insane.
Shout out to my boy Young Mountain. The first song was Bad, and then the second song I played was called Same Thing. So anybody interested in the sponsorship, either for the artist or the model, the artist is already set up, so you can definitely hit me up with that. Model wise, we gotta get everything organized, so it may take within a month, maybe earlier than that. Once I get to it, just gotta get the artist sponsorship together first. No. So, if anybody want to call in for the question of the day while the last song is playing, who do you believe actually won the fight, Mayweather versus Pacquiao? You can call in right now, let me know. If you don't want to call in, and it's cool, whatever. No, I won't get upset. So, just let me know. It's 856 Entertainment, man. Last song we playing is called O'Reilly. My boy DJ O'Reilly is called You Did Wrong. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Let's get at.
So I'm gone. honest, don't do it. She's just bringing up what's going through it. She's tired of arguing, she's tired of trying. She's tired of lying, she's tired of crying. She's tired of busting, she's tired of got the cheek guarded. She is, she brought the fuck with us, she's not gonna doubt. Who did it doubt? She burned down the door. She beat the bitch ass. She cut it with glass. The cop came real fast.
So like I said, if anybody's interested in a sponsorship, just let me know. Hit me or knock up 856entertainment@gmail.com, or just hit our Facebook, John D. Knock, or mine is Donovan Team Promo Jenkins. You already know. Thanks to everybody for tuning in the show. Don't forget, June 12th is the date. Please go into the Trinity Live. It's only $15 at the door, so you cannot actually miss it because y'all think it's too expensive. It's only $15. And if any artist is interested in performing that night, slots are $85. Please just contact me if you are interested, and I'll give you more information. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, DJ Promatic out.